the head cheese and it's what goes into it.
Well, we never put anything, only just the meat ground up, you know. That's all we ever put in, and then we press it down and then cut, slice it out, head cheese.
And what part of the hog is it?
Well, it's the meat off of the head, the
scrap ends,
the jewel meat, and then some put the hearts in that. We had some friends that we used to butcher back and forth years ago, and they'd put the tongue, they'd cook the tongue and peel that, and then they'd put the hearts in that. They'd grind that up. They thought it was such good. Of course, I never cared too much for it myself.
That's more of a German dish.
Yes. That's a custom, too, that's long gone, isn't it?
Yeah.
A neighborly exchange of help in butchering.
In butchering. I used to like to go in place, but I never liked that butchering business to home. It was such a
But they're not doing that now. Not too many people are butchering.
The modern food locker is just about putting into butchering, it seems.
Yeah.
I think the Amish butcher quite a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anything about that stuff.
We never have made it.
Either the liver or the blood sausage. Mm. And scrapple, what would that be? And have you made it? Ever made it?
What'd you call it?
Scrapple.
No.
S-C-R-A-P-P-L-E, scrapple.
We never have. I don't know. Is that made from pork or beef?
From pork.
No, I don't know anything about
it. How about souse?
Well, I've never made it, but then I've been where they talk about making souse.
Liver pudding, blood pudding?
No.
No.
Or pun hus?
Pun hus.
Pun hus.
I think that's what they used to call pun hus.
Okay, well those are primary
flavor.
I like it, but she don't care what the rest of us eat.
Well.
How about salt pork or bacon, sliced bacon?
I like good sliced bacon, but not what they used to call salt pork I never liked. You know, they have it to... They used to put down pork and just salt, you know, and be so salty, and then they'd freshen it. That was what they used to call salt pork.
Did you ever particularly care for it?
Oh, yes, I was raised on that kind of meat.
Okay.
Look healthy enough, huh?
Yes, sir. It served you well.
Yeah.
How about...
I've heard the term.
Sides,
yeah, but the other...
Yes.
What would that be? Would you know?
Not for certain, no. What term would you use for that? The outer
Rhine. The Rhine.
Yeah, the Rhine.
Okay.
Blabbered milk. Blabbered?
Clabbered milk, or it's sour, it's just thick, sour milk. Clabbered milk.
Clabber. What did you call it, Earl?
Glabber, didn't you? Glabber?
Glabber.
Glabber.
You have to have that to make cottage cheese of.
Okay. And then the cheese that you make from it, you call
cottage cheese.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
But your preferred term?
Cottage cheese. Mm-hmm. Sounds a little better, I guess.
Maybe sauce?
Sauce.
Fishing for lunch?
Just don't understand what you mean.
Well,
just having a lunch.
Oh, now they call it have a snack, don't they?
Yes.
Bite wouldn't be enough.
Not if you work very hard, that's for sure. Okay. At 6 o'clock this morning,
we ate breakfast at 6 o'clock this morning.
Breakfast at 7 o'clock this morning. Ate today.
And how would you say that? How often?
How often have you ate today?
Okay.
Coffee.
A coffee or tiki.
All right.